As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KAFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. It's time now to go beyond the headlines, and for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I had a revelation today on the way to work.
Did you?
Which is awesome because it's Friday.
I know. All right. Revelation, that's a big word. Like, I really hope you're going to pay this off.
Well, I texted you about it. Like, you know what it is.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. I don't. So I'm excited now.
Okay. Well, now that everybody's excited, I'm going to put a pin in it to do some housekeeping.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
We'll get to my revelation here in a moment. We're the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. That's Jesse Tapia. He's hanging out with in for James Hamm today. James will be back Monday. Salute to James. A very happy birthday to him. Birthday was yesterday, but if you have not reached out, go ahead and do so now.
He's a day older today.
He's 1 day older. He's like 34 and 1 day older today. Joe Brazil is here producing the program. If you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, hello, good morning, youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. If you're not already subscribed to our channel, subscribing to the channel helps us a lot. So does that little thumbs up
that
we ask you to hit at the bottom of the page. It just puts us higher in Google's algorithm and gets more eyeballs on us.
We do all this jokey stuff, but please hit the thumbs up because that helps.
Yeah, facts. Also, I found out that the super chats help.
Yeah,
turns
yeah.
out that they didn't. It turns out they do.
It's not just some guy in Philadelphia pocketing the money. That's not what it is.
It looks good. It makes our station look good.
Thank you, actually.
Salute to you guys.
All the little $2 super chats, Michigan, man, you went back and forth. Thank you.
Yeah, salute. It makes us look awesome. And of course, if you're listening on the radio, 1320 AM and 98.5 FM HD2, we appreciate you. And if you're listening on the free Odyssey app, we appreciate you there as well. And if you're listening to the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show, if you listen to the podcast version of this program, thank you so much. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. When you get a chance. I'm not going to say right now. See, it's not imperative you do it now.
Pull over.
Just put it in your mental to-do list. Before we get started, though, I want to shout out a Sacramento radio legend, Tom Maley of Pat and Tom, who's been on the airwaves in this market for 68 years. No, I'm joking. 32 years. He's been doing radio at the country station here in town, and he announced yesterday that he's retiring. Today was his last show. You meet a lot of people doing this business. You meet a lot of people who are like fine, but have like their own motives, or they'll like you as much as you can help them, or they will just kind of brush you aside because you're a young part-timer and they've been in the business for 30 plus years and you mean nothing to them because they have other things they're focused on. That wasn't Tom. He didn't die. I mean, this is making it sound like he died.
Okay,
he's just retiring.
Okay, yeah.
Tom is very much still with us and doing well. He's going to start a fishing business. But yeah, I just wanted to shout him out, man. He was one of the guys when I first started at the other station who immediately took me in. I had an idea of what country radio jocks were like, and he is very much not that. Had beers with him, hung out with him, gotten a ton of career advice from him, and I can pretty comfortably say I wouldn't be where I'm at without Tom Maley. So congratulations to Tom on an outstanding career. Yeah, I call him my radio dad.
Nice.
Because that's legit. Every day I would go in there because their shows in the morning. Their show started earlier than the show I was on, and I'd go in there and I'd talk to him. Hey, I got this coming up, or I got this interview, or I have this radio thing I'm dealing with, and he was always down to help. Same thing with Pat as well, and Cody. They do a great job on that show. So salute to Tom Maley, one of the very best, and super excited to see what he's got coming up in his retirement.
Shout out
Tom.
It's
gonna be exciting. Yeah,
you stick around for that long in this business, you're a legend, bro.
That's it. Like that's it.
No, I don't even know Tom, but like I don't know how radio works.
Yes.
Like yeah.
32 years with one show, with one station.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an icon, man. If I do one 1,000th of what Tom has done in his career, I will consider myself a success.
Yeah.
So salute to Tom. I just got an update, by the way, from the A's. Okay. Remember last week we were supposed to have Jacob Wilson on? A's rookie shortstop, future American League Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
He is that.
Yeah. So supposed to have him on last Friday, got pushed to this Friday, and now got pushed again. So Jacob Wilson won't be on the program today. It's fine.
Next Friday, though?
Fingers crossed.
Hey, tune in next Friday. Don't go anywhere.
No, we're crossing our fingers. Tune in next week. I'm just going to say any day
next week. Jacob Wilson may be here sometime.
The future American League Rookie of the Year will be on this station.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
I promise. Salute to the A's. I know they've had a really hectic schedule, and I appreciate their PR staff for working with us and trying to get on Jacob Wilson, who is legitimately on track to win the American League Rookie of the Year by like a lot.
Yeah, I've been trying to push the Christian Campbell narrative, but it's just not working.
It's not working for you, brother.
Yeah,
so
Jacob
sorry.
Wilson and two home runs the other day. Like, nope. Yeah, he's got it. You got it, pal.
Had a couple of jacks in 360.
You got it. No worries. Yeah,
he's a good player. Tough series for the A's down in LA. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, the revelation I had on the way in today, because when preparing for this show. You know, you drive in and I listen to radio or I listen to podcasts or I have music on, but it's just constantly just thinking, okay, what do I want to talk about today? And it sort of dawned on me that I think I'm rooting for Boston.
Okay, yeah, you did text me this. Yeah, I was kind of surprised what you texted me after.
This is a weird thing for me because it's Boston. Like, if my team is not in it, I want to see a random team win. I want chaos.
Yeah.
I want maximum entropy, right? I want the Pacers and the Timberwolves in the finals. Like, I just want just the most wild outcome possible. But then I was driving in, I was listening to someone talking about the Knicks and Celtics series, and I was like, man, it would be pretty sick if Boston not only forces a game 7.
I agree.
Well, we're leaving you out of this for a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It would be pretty sick if Boston forces a game 7. But then I started really thinking about it, and that's just selfishly, right? I want game 7s. I want game 7s all the time, right? And I say this as a person who's not like a Celtics fan. I don't hate them. I don't but Boston's just awesome. They're a premier NBA franchise. Like, I don't want them to watch them win another one. That's kind of boring for me. But when you factor in the Jason Tatum aspect of it and the fact that he got hurt in the middle of a game or toward the end of a game, and then they rallied around that and they blow out the Knicks in game 5, they force a game 6. It's like, man, if Boston all of a sudden wins game 6 and 7, goes into the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers.
Yeah.
Takes on the Pacers, no Jason Tatum, fight their way to the finals. Now they're in the finals again. No Jason Tatum.
Those underdog Celtics.
They're kind of the underdog now, bro.
The narrative
first
has
time
changed.
Ever.
It has.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they shouldn't be, right? And the Kristaps Porzingis illness, he's been
cannot
basically
breathe.
Ineffective. Can't be out there. It's like the Celtics roster is really good, but when you remove Jason Tatum from the top of it, it looks a lot weaker. Still really good.
Yeah.
And then you remove Kristaps Porzingis from being effective, and you're like, man, their rotation all of a sudden looks a little bit shaky. And if they go in and they just start racking up wins,
yeah,
it's gonna be really hard to not pull for them.
Well, it's everyone,
even though it's boring, it's freaking Boston. I don't want to see Boston
but,
win another freaking title.
But like you said, though, it's the underdog now. Like,
yes.
Everyone loves the underdog. Like, rooting for the, no one's ever gonna, oh, poor Celtics if they're at full strength, because like, yeah, I'm not gonna, like, they have the most titles all the time. Like, no one's ever poor Celtics ever, because they're always generally in it. They lose, whatever.
Don't get it. Now, okay, and now you said an important thing right there.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. If the Celtics lose tonight, I'm not going to be like, wow, I feel so bad.
But it's the flip side. It was like, now it's like, wow, these guys are the underdog for the first time in however long, where it's like, I feel bad for these guys. Not feel bad is the word, but they're missing a couple guys, missing Jason Tatum because of a crazy injury.
Well, and you go and you look at the Clippers, right? When Kawhi Leonard's gotten hurt, well, they lost with Kawhi Leonard this year, but in previous years, okay, Kawhi Leonard gets hurt, oh, they're done. This year, Steph Curry got hurt for the Warriors, oh, they're done. There was another one in here. OG Anunoby last year got hurt. It's like, oh, man,
yeah,
Knicks are
them.
Done. Knicks are done. For the Celtics, I'm missing one. There's like a significant injury that I can't think of.
Damian Lillard?
It might be Dame.
That was what I was going to say as well.
But like Giannis has been out a couple years. But anyways, you see all the time for Tatum to go down. That's just such a massive blow. And if all of a sudden the Celtics are this team that rallies and fights their way back and comes back from 3-1 down to go to the Eastern Conference, I have a hard time.
You believe in Boston now or what?
I'm not saying I believe in them.
Hey, come on, dude. Come on.
I'm saying all that. It would just be if Jason Tatum was at full strength and they came back from 3-1 against the Knicks, it'd be like, God. I'd be like, dude, come on, Knicks. Like, figure it out, bros. But we'll if Boston now comes back, sans Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis ineffective, and it's just Derek White and Peyton Pritchard and Jaylen Brown and Luke Kornet and Sam Hauser.
Who didn't love the Luke Kornet game five? Yeah, who didn't love Luke Kornet?
This is a little fun now.
Exactly.
This is a little fun now. That's just such a crazy thing. I never would have thought. The last time I wanted a Boston team to win a title was the Red Sox in 04.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That was like, you were six, relax.
No, I remember that. That was when I, like, my first real memories of, like, watching a team, blah, blah, blah. Because I remember Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone broke my heart the year before that. Like, absolutely tore me to shreds when he hit that home run against Tim Wakefield.
Were you, like, legitimately, you were, like, five
like
or six?
Seven, I think. Oh. Six or seven. Oh, God. That was, like, the first, all right, this is sports.
Yeah, like, well, welcome.
Tears out of my eyes. Mom's calling. I told the story on 1320 a bunch. Mom's calling dad at work, like, hey, control your kid. Like, he's just, like, he's crying bad right now.
Get your son.
Yeah. Like, mom has no sense of the situation or whatever. No clue that Aaron Boone just hit this home run. Now the curse lives on. I'm crying because I hate Babe Ruth.
Yeah, man. That was the last time I've pulled for a Boston team. The Patriots, even the old Tom Brady Patriots, like, nah, don't want to see him win another one.
Yeah, I get that
Celtics,
one.
Celtics, they got 50 already. Like, I don't need to see him win another one.
I get that.
Red Sox have seen him win, what, four now?
Maybe that just lasts for this series, too, because I feel like maybe if they match up with the Pacers, it'll probably go the other way. Now, Boston's not like this, they stink now or whatever. They're still a pretty solid team. I think if they beat the Knicks, it'll kind of all come back down to earth, and it's like, all right, now it's like Boston's fine.
Maybe. I don't know, though, man.
You'll.
I don't know. Dude, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because when Tatum got hurt, there was the outpouring of support for him because obviously just him as a person, like, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
He's not only losing this season, he's going to lose most, if not all, of next season. He may never be the same again. Like, that just sucks for a kid who's, what, 26?
26, 27, 27. One of those.
Like, he's just entering his prime, and to have this, like, that's just devastating for him on a personal level.
Yeah.
So there's that outpouring of support. But then there was this other, the other side of it was, well, Celtics are done. Nope, Celtics season's over.
They're still that kind of feeling, too.
It might be. They might lose tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be all over. And I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to cry for the Celtics if they lose.
I'll do that for you. Don't worry.
Thanks, bro. Your mom calling your dad. Control your kid.
Yeah.
Like, what?
He's 30 years old. Like, call his wife.
So I just, it's a weird phenomenon for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just.
Well, welcome to the club. We got the Chatterhouse Celtics supporters that have been riding for the team. Vibes have been up, so yeah, join the club.
I'm one of those people, by the way, that Joe, what's a young person's take on the Celtics?
All right, cool. Yeah, sweet. I mean, I get what you're saying about the about being underdogs, whatnot. Narrative changed, so
you're not rooting for the Celtics.
Yeah,
though.
You're a Knicks guy.
I actually was pulling for the Knicks. I'm gonna be honest.
We got
I
another was. Knicks fan in the building. That's
okay,
crazy.
That's not.
Kenny,
I just.
Him.
In this series, but I can see where you guys are coming from. Honestly, I like chaos, so
yeah,
that's the way. Cool, right. Fun.
Just rooting.
But I'm gonna stay humble today.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nice. That's a good approach.
Yeah,
I think that's the right approach. I'm not one of those people, by the way. This is a flaw in me as a person, where I don't like when my friends' favorite teams lose.
Yeah, I'm big on that too. My brother's a Heat fan, so I always. If they're not playing the Celtics, generally, like, I want to see my brother win and stuff.
No,
like,
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I have other friends who, like, hate my favorite teams.
If you're a Lakers fan, like, if you're a Lakers fan, a Sixers fan, or a Knicks fan, I hope for your downfall as a sports fan, though.
Yeah, there's some exceptions.
There's no, like, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so is, like, their team. No, I hope you lose, and I hope you go through it.
No, it's not. That's so mean.
It's true.
That's why, like, the whole, like, the Warriors-Kings thing. I get why you hate me. And like, I get it. I do. I understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't begrudge it. But I love Kings fans. Like, I love Sacramento. I will never take joy in what the hell goes on with the Kings. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not a thing I root for. Like, forget the professional aspect of it. Like, it's just better. This show is easier and this job is easier and more fun when the Kings are winning.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have so many friends, people in the chatty house, people, Joe, I have so many friends from college who are huge Kings fans. I have friends from elementary school who grew up as Kings fans because the Kings were good and the Warriors were ass, who are Kings fans. I'm like, I want it for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want you to be happy. Again, I'm not going to root for it over my own favorite teams, but, like, you're a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Dolphins cook for you.
Same. I would love to see them win a playoff game.
I don't care about the Dolphins otherwise.
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes to Dolphins, my wife's a Dolphins fan.
Shout out.
It's like, for you guys, like, yeah, I'm like, come on, let's go Dolphins.
It's always cool to root for your friends, unless they're Laker fans.
Or Dodger fans.
That's fine.
My friends who are Laker fans, legitimately, or if I have a friend who's, like, a Seahawks fan. Or like an Angels fan, they get the like, sorry about that, like, ah, damn. But like, my friends, I have several friends who are Timberwolves fans because I've gotten involved with a company called Lamb Chops through my podcast,
mm-hmm.
and they have a partnership with the Timberwolves where they create merch for them, and it's great. They have season tickets and all that. Like, I'm genuinely, they beat Golden State, but I was genuinely like, hey, I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is dope. You guys are going back to the conference finals. That's so far. You have a real chance to go to the finals. That's sick. So they get a, like, yo, awesome team. Like, congrats. Like, da-da-da. If it's the Lakers, be like,
I hate you.
Like, cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Good series, I guess.
Well, yeah. It's like,
I'm not going to go in depth on it.
Yeah, you're a Laker fan.
Ugh, I'm just salty.
It's like, yeah, it's just the way it goes.
That's usually how I am with the Celtics.
Except for
this year.
It's just circumstances, yeah.
Except for this
year. Next year it'll be different.
Every year is different. All right. Every year is different. This show, hopefully going to be different than yesterday's show. We got a lot of new stuff to talk about. We'll continue talking about the NBA playoffs. Well, Denver forces a game 7. We'll watch the Celtics try and do that tonight. Which player benefits the most from an NBA title this year? We'll talk about that. The A's measuring stick series have not gone particularly well. We got to dive into that. And Adam Schefter is talking about football again. And that's never good news. We'll tell you why. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's here. We're the Insiders. Hanging out with you until noon. And we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2. Sacramento's sports leader.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Home.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Jesse Tapia is there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil behind the glass. We got one game 7 in the NBA.
Yep. Shout out to the Nuggets.
The Nuggets are some dogs, dude.
Still here. Just winners, still alive, bro. Yeah. That's I think that's just that championship experience. Like, that's always going to benefit you one way or another.
Do you know what I also think is going to benefit you in a series?
What is that?
Having the actual MVP on your team.
Who is that? Who's the MVP?
Nikola Jokic, bro.
See, why?
What are you talking about?
No, why?
Because he's the best player in the sport.
No, is it because he's been tearing up this series and SGA hasn't looked this good?
Yes.
Then that's no. That's not how MVP works.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
We're seeing in real time. No, we're seeing it in real time.
You don't get to make up the rules. It's the best regular season player. You don't get to make up the rules.
We're seeing in real time.
Mm-mm.
Would you listen to me?
Nope. I'm not gonna let you. I'm not even gonna let you spew this nonsense.
Instead of just assuming, you know what I'm gonna say.
Go ahead.
What we're seeing is in real time. We're seeing how impactful Nikola Jokic is in a series against. It just happens to be against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's team, but we're watching the impact Nikola Jokic has against the best team in the league, and the fact that he is dragging along. Jamal Murray was really good last night.
Yeah.
But Christian Brown, Aaron Gordon's good, obviously. Michael Porter Jr.'s got one arm. They got Julian Strother playing 20 minutes off the bench.
Julian Strother played well yesterday.
Yeah, he did, because he's playing alongside the MVP. They got Peyton Watson coming off the bench. Russell Westbrook coming off the bench.
Are we supposed to act like these guys are all scrubs too?
Not scrubs, but I'm saying they're impact is in part because they get to play with Nikola Jokic.
I get that, but it's a regular season award.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanna,
and
like,
we're seeing the impact that Nikola Jokic has in the regular season, but we're getting to see it in this microcosm of a series and a head-to-head matchup with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Nikola Jokic.
I hate the MVP, like, MVP conversation, because it always fluctuates. We never know, like, what it is, like, who the MVP, like, what we want. One year it's the guy, I'm not talking about you, just in general now at this point. One year it's the guy who is the best player on the fourth seed or whatever, because if he wasn't on that team, then they wouldn't be a play. And then the next year it's the guy who's getting 33 or whatever per game or whatever on the best team. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, if you want to say it's Jokic, that's fine, but also, like, SGA did damn near, like, well more than enough to be the MVP this year too. And I get they're playing each other in the playoffs now and all that, but
Do you think people who had my take on the MVP conversation is that the only wrong answer is that there's a clear right answer?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I get that.
Like, I know that's not the radio thing to do.
Yeah.
That I should be sitting here pounding the table for Nikola Jokic while you argue for SGA. But the fact of the matter is SGA deserved the hell out of it. And that's
yeah. Fair.
My question is, let's say Denver goes and wins game 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Jokic puts up, let's see, what do you have last night? Let's see, Nikola Jokic. Shai was really good last night. But Jokic had 29, 14, and 8 with a couple of steals, 9 of 14 from the field. I wonder if they win this series, if people who voted for SGA are going to have some kind of buyer's remorse.
Maybe.
Because you know that's going to be the talking point.
Yeah, but that's just the way it works out, I guess. Or, like, at this point, then just vote for the MVP at the end of the playoffs.
That's a different thing.
Well, that's the thing. You do it that way. You keep it.
I'm not saying.
Like I get it, but like no. Whatever Jokic does this series is not gonna like be. Oh yeah, he should have won MVP over SGA just because like you guys like they tell me it's a regular season award and I'm cool with what SGA did.
Like, no, I understand. To win that. Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, it was a very very close race that probably came down to like. Minutia.
Yeah, we were talking about on the Casey about them potentially tying or whatever. I don't think they will, but
no,
yeah.
I think if I was voting, because all the peripheral numbers are really close. Shai's team won 17 more games.
Did they
that's
win?
That's the deciding factor.
Yeah,
it's not wins is not the only factor, and if Denver had won 65, then I probably feel different, but. OKC won freaking
68
games, dude.
I mean, you can already
63. I'm sorry, they won 63 games.
Yeah,
and that's not right. They won 68. How many games did they win? 68.
Yeah, 68.
Okay. They won 63 when Shai played. That was the number I was looking at. So they won 68 games. Like that's incredible. That's remarkable. That's the tiebreaker. But I do wonder if some of the people who justified their SGA vote during the regular season. Are going to look back if the Nuggets win this series and go, dang. Like, Jokic is that dude still.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I could see it that way. It depends on how you vote for the awards. I think if you voted
sure.
best player, best team, you're still going to think, yeah, SGA still deserved it. Yeah. And like the people who voted for SGA, like, I think the people who voted for SGA will still be fine with it. The people who voted for Jokic will be fine with theirs as well. Aldrin J in the chat, he asks, is this Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen this year?
Yeah, low key.
As far as the MVP race, like, it'd go either way.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Shea in this series is averaging 29-7-7 on 51.3% shooting.
Yeah, so then, I don't think anyone's really changing their mind, because it's just a matter of, okay, well, one was the winner and one wasn't. Unless you were just super down on the Nuggets and didn't expect them to get to game seven either.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be it, if you're just looking at the discrepancy between the two teams. Because you could just as easily argue, when I'm talking about the supporting cast for Jokic and the lack of depth.
Jalen Williams.
I guess you could just as easily argue that, like, man, Shea's working with a bunch of second rounders and undrafted guys too.
Yeah, how many points did Jalen Williams score yesterday?
What, like six?
Yeah.
Eight?
Like, there's a conversation to be had
the
about
Thunder
that.
Thunder are in a weird spot.
They are, but I think, like we just talk about it now. Like, I was asking you before the show, like, if the Thunder are in a position where they need to make a move this offseason, or it's just a young team that needs to develop. I fall with the latter part of that. I think they need another year at least.
You're giving them one. So you're
giving them one more year.
So
not even where it's like one more year where it's like, oh, if you guys don't win the title this year, then we're moving on. Like, if you get to the finals next year with this group, then I think you got something.
Man.
It's very sports talk and just content. The thing now for us who I think, they need something. Giannis is right there. Go get it.
I don't even think they need to make that big of a swing.
What do you think the swing would be if they needed to make something?
Shea's a bona fide 1A, right? Yep. We're all in agreement there. Okay, yep. So Shea's the 1A. I think you have to decide if Jalen Williams is a good enough 2.
See, but who would be the 2 you're looking for? Because, like I'm about out there.
So that's what I'm saying is that's the guy you're upgrading, right?
Yeah, that'd be essentially, yes.
Because their bench is already awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their rotation is, if you're for Oklahoma City, if they don't think they can get over the hump with this group, it's not because, oh, you need an upgrade over Isaiah Joe and Aaron Wiggins. Is you need an upgrade over Jalen Williams, the guard. You need an upgrade over Santa Clara Jalen Williams.
Yeah, it wasn't very nice, but I saw a tweet yesterday. It was like the picture of Jalen Williams. Like, there's never been a more clear, like, the dynasty starts after this guy's get traded. I was like, that's tough.
He's shooting 42.5% from the field in the playoffs and 24.1% from three. I'm with you. I think you give it one more year because you still have Chet Holmgren missed basically all of this season. So, or a large chunk of this season. So he's still got to get acclimated. I think you got to give Jalen Williams another year. He's in year three. And this was
this is still a really young team.
He's still Jalen Williams is only just turned 24. On April 14th, a month ago, he turned 24.
Mm.
So you have the time, like with the Kings, we always talked about, you don't have this massive window here. You don't have a bunch of dudes who are 22 and 23 years old. You got guys who are like 26, 27, 28. This window is closing really quickly.
Yeah.
You got to go now. With the Thunder, even if they lose game seven, I think you don't do anything drastic just yet.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
But what if, on the other hand,
what if Milwaukee calls you, though?
You got to take the call.
Yeah.
For sure. Because if they go, hey, give us Chet and a bunch of your picks, cool.
Mm.
Hey, let's do that. But if they're like, hey, give us Jalen Williams and Chet and another one of your bench players and a bunch of picks.
And that's what I'm thinking the deal
that's
with
what
type
they,
would
that's,
be.
That's what they would have. But you got to take the call just in case they're just enamored with Chet Holmgren or like, we need. And
sure,
do
yes.
the Luka thing.
Yeah.
I get after the Luka trade, you need to take every call ever.
Yeah.
Just in case that GM is losing their mind. Just in case that GM is feeling an immense pressure to like, oh my God, I got to get this Giannis deal done. He said he's going to go public if we don't get it done. Oh my God, I got to do something. Chet's good. Let's go get him. Chet and four firsts. All right, here you go.
Anthony in the chat house says, bring KD home for a year or two. How do you feel about that?
Sure. Put him in a spot where he's a bona fide number two, but can take over.
Probably wouldn't cost you too much either.
Probably wouldn't cost a lot. Yeah, I don't hate that, but I also don't begrudge anybody who thinks that Oklahoma City gives this one more year.
To me, they're still a young team learning to win.
Yeah, and you're seeing it play out in the playoffs right now. There's been two games now where I've thought, oh, man, they're cooked. because Denver just knows how to win, and
they've been there multiple
times. They fight
years.
Back, they scratch, they claw, they get there. So my typical reaction here is you have to make your moves now because there's no guarantee. We saw what just happened with Jason Tatum.
Yeah, now that massive championship window could be closed.
Yeah. So I think anytime you think you can make a move that puts you in a better position to win a title, I think you have to do it. But on the other hand, I'm not forcing it. If I'm Oklahoma City, if Oklahoma City had lost to Denver in five games and we're not competitive, okay, let's reevaluate. But if they lose to the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic and they lose in a tight game seven where it's like, man, one or two possessions goes the other way and we're in the conference finals, I have a hard time going, all right, let's make a dramatic change to this because we didn't make the conference finals.
Yeah. You gotta give teams time.
Yeah. It's a really fine line to walk though,
mm-hmm.
because you want to give a team time. You want to let a team kind of figure it out. But also let's loop the Kings into this conversation. The 22-23 season, Beam Team 1.
Yeah, well,
they gave it too much time.
Yeah, I wanted them to make a move after they made the playoffs.
Right. So they made the playoffs and said, hey, we're going to give this thing time. We're going to let this team gel and figure it out. And then they didn't make a move that offseason. Mm-hmm. Then they didn't make a substantial move at that trade deadline. And then they went to the next offseason and they brought in DeMar DeRozan. I was like, wait, what? Okay, now we're what's happening?
I'll give more grace to the team that maybe ran it back with the 68-win regular season
That's
team.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. So there's definitely a fine line between, hey, let this play out, because that cliff is steep. And at some point, let's say they decide Jalen Williams is not the dude, but they don't decide that till after next year because, you know what, he kind of fell off. He wasn't an all-star, didn't play great in the playoffs. And all of a sudden, now his trade value is way down.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're not going and getting that big. So it's a really, really tough spot, but that's why GMs get paid a lot of money. But if I'm Sam Presti, and frankly, Sam Presti has built up enough equity that whatever he does this offseason, I'm going to believe in. But
they've kind of built towards this too.
Yes, if I'm them, I am letting this ride right now.
Mm.
Because there's a real chance that Jalen Williams is that dude. He might. There's another step he can take, another leap he can take. He's only 24 years old, man.
Yeah.
So I'm down to bet on Oklahoma City's future with this group before I'm down to, all right, let's start stripping this thing for parts and seeing if we can plug in different pieces, unless it's a substantial upgrade. But like, I don't know that bringing in
and
Cam Johnson, it makes that big of a difference for Oklahoma City. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the thing. This is all kind of premature in a sense where they can still win game seven. It's like, oh, nope, the Thunder are
That's
here.
It.
They have
That's
arrived,
it.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's not, the book's not written off or written about them or anything like that. They could win game seven. Jalen Williams goes off. It's like, yep, there's the Oklahoma City Thunder right there. And then they steamroll through the Timberwolves and win the finals or something.
So, okay. So, that's one of the tough parts about this, too. You say if they win game seven, it might. Okay, let's say it's 97-96. The Thunder are behind in game seven, and Shea gets to his spot. He shoots, ball rattles out, and pops out. Nuggets go to the conference finals, and Shea shot to when it was halfway down. Are you slamming the panic button because that one shot didn't go down?
No, you're running it back easily,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where, to me, in that spot where, man, if that shot goes down, we feel great about our future versus that shot pounces out, and now we don't, that's
that probably gives you your answer right there, too. If you're like, oh, well, if it's coming down to a last-second shot, and you're like, no, just run it back, then you probably think going into the game, too, they should just run it back, win or lose, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm with you. Now, yeah. If they get mollywopped in Game 7 at home,
yeah,
they're probably thinking about it a little bit differently.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. If they go into game seven and they just don't have the juice against a Nuggets team that they probably think they're better than, I think that makes it really difficult to just be like, yeah, hey, we're going to do it again.
I'd be pretty shocked if it went down that way.
I would too. I think they're going to win.
Yeah. I don't know if I think they're going to win. I think that if I had to make a pick, yeah, but yeah, I'd be pretty shocked if they got blown out though.
You think Oklahoma City's going to win?
Yeah, if I had to make a pick, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know, man.
Denver's got some questions for this offseason, too, even if they win this series. You got to figure out a way to move off of MPJ and that shoulder.
I don't think they can.
Figure it out. There's been, I don't know, someone's got to have a contract that they don't want or two contracts they don't want. Move them up, move them for MPJ. Get depth or something.
Yeah, I don't. They are in an unenviable spot because Jamal Murray's extension kicks in next year.
Yeah, it's just starting.
So you've got Jamal Murray, you've got Nikola Jokic. Aaron Gordon's obviously awesome. He fits whatever role he's playing there perfectly. But I don't know if you're – who wants MPJ?
Somebody's out there saying, I can fix him. I can fix him, somebody's out there saying, I bet.
I think it's a health thing, though. Like, that's the thing. I don't think it's MPJ as a player. I think it's all the injury stuff he's dealt with in his career.
But all of a sudden, GMs are like, yeah, we won't take a chance on this guy. Like, that's just – like, I don't buy it.
Well, okay. I don't know
if you're going to get maybe what you thought you could get from MPJ a couple years ago. Like, that's fine. But maybe you can get a couple of role players that help you fill out your depth a little bit more on the team. That's what this team lacks, I think. The Nuggets, they lack depth, though. That was their bread and butter when they were great. Like, Jokic and Murray, of course. Like, that's going to lead you everywhere. But it was always Bruce Brown, KCP, and stuff like that.
Man. So you're saying...
I'd move off of MPJ for some role players.
Julian Strother's a scrub?
You were trying to talk about Julian Strother like that earlier, making your Jokic MVP case.
I am.
I'm not. I'm just saying
we
could use...
You're proving me right now.
We could use more depth. We could use more depth. Better.
They could use better depth.
I'm not going to do that to the guys. Shout out Strother.
All right. That's Jesse Toppy. He's filling in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We are the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Joe Brazil's behind the glass. We'll keep talking NBA postseason. But we could get a change to the NFL postseason. The NFL voting on a change to the playoffs, and Jesse doesn't like it. I'm a huge fan. We'll talk about that next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader. This hour.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to The Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Hey, do you want the pro tip to enjoying golf? I'm dead serious.
Having a couple of beers before?
Well, that. Don't keep score.
Yeah, I get that. Like,
I stopped keeping my score.
It's true.
And I started enjoying golf. Because look, here's the deal. Golf's really hard to be good at. I don't put the time in to be good at it. I have friends who go to the range multiple times a week.
That's a good point.
They play during the summer multiple times a week. Like, they see a dramatic impact in their scores and in their improvement. I don't. I golf once every couple of months, and I go to hang out with the homies.
So you get through like the whole 18 holes and all that, like you're not good, right?
Of course,
you're terrible. So like, how long is this taking? Ooh. Like, can you hit the ball straight forward?
So
that's my thing too. Like, I can't even get through 18.
Okay, but this is why not keeping score is important. Okay, let's say when I put my drive in the trees and I slice it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go find my ball. If I can't find it, which happens a lot.
Very often.
I just drop it on the fairway. I drop a ball on the fairway because I'm not keeping score.
Yeah, you're
I'm there
fun.
To hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to hit another shot. If I chunk that shot right in front of me, which happens quite a bit.
Same.
I'll get out there. Might pure one. Might just stripe it. Like, yes. Okay. Now I'm right next to the green. I'm going to try and chip it on. I launch it over the green. I'm not frustrated. I put my club back in the cart. I go grab my beer and I stand on the green with the homies while they putt.
You could be the exactly.
All right, so you're the other. You're the vibes guy then.
I am all vibes.
I get that. That's fine. I thought like you were out there just golfing.
No, and if there's if I do hold up the group, which I really like, my number one goal is to not do.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm really holding up the group, like, all right, hey, we're on 11. Oh, is it? Hey, I'm just skipping this one. I'm riding along.
Okay, I can buy into that.
Like again, I'm. To me, it's I'm paying because we don't golf at super expensive places or anything. I'm paying $50 to hit some golf balls and kick it with my buddies. That's fine.
And disconnect. That's the best part. Just phone off. Like,
well, now we got music on or maybe a baseball game on. But
fair.
But yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Just chilling out. I don't keep score. I'm shooting over 100. I don't want to be frustrated by the fact I just took a 9. I want to hit my 5th shot and be like, nah, all right, done with this hole.
I'm not bought in, but I understand now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You don't have to.
Shout out to you guys.
You did a great job explaining that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Soren, like, damn, now I want to golf. Like, dude, yeah.
That's it.
Same.
That's it.
I'll see y'all out there on Sunday.
If you want to hit the Elk Grove Kid Talk on 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. One of my very favorite things this time of year is Sacramento Kings trade proposals, and our guy TC has one for us. TC, let it rip, buddy.
Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, chilling, bro.
What's up, my boy? Jesse, what's up, bro?
What's up, TC?
I want to vibe because, you know what, D-Lo didn't like this yesterday, bro. But, I mean, I know as Kings fans we get caught up with the Lakers, right? But at the end of the day, bro, I'm not really caring about none of that, dog. It's about getting the players here in Sacramento. So right. I'm trading dope. So to me, I'm trading. I seen it, bro. Domas and DeMar, bro. Or you ain't even got to throw two. It could be either one. I say it both, right, because we want to get the pieces here. I say it for Rui, Dalton, Gabe Vincent, Vanderbilt, and 3 first-round picks, bro. I'm doing that deal.
So Rui, Dalton Connect, Gabe Vincent, and who?
Vanderbilt and 3 first-round picks.
And
Vando
and 3.
Hold on. I'm running through the trade machine.
First.
That's a haul.
Okay, it is. I don't
trade
think
failed
the Lakers
in the,
are doing that.
The trade failed in the trade machine, by the way.
It doesn't work in the trade machine, TC.
Huh?
The trade doesn't work in the trade machine.
Man, I don't know. I just, you know what? I was just thinking about that. That was my trade yesterday, and I was just, because I know as Kings fans, bro, we can get caught up with not dealing with the Lakers, but I was like, it's about getting the pieces in to build our team up, and I think if that trade package went through, bro, we'd be straight.
No doubt. Appreciate you, TC. Thanks for the call. So I want to talk about the spirit of this deal, because it obviously it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If the trade doesn't fundamentally work, like, by the rules.
We should start doing that, bro. If you're going to throw a trade out here, we're going to run it through the trade machine, and
yeah,
if it doesn't go,
it doesn't,
then you got to take a lap.
It. Yeah, fencing back, TC. No, but I think the group of players he mentioned, not even those specific guys, but James and I have talked about this. If you want to go take a home run swing for Giannis, I don't think he's coming to Sacramento.
Yeah.
But if that's the pool you want to try and play in, I don't hate that. Go for it. Go play in that pool. If you want to play in the Kevin Durant pool, okay, cool. See what Phoenix wants.
Not going to have a good time, bro.
I don't think you're going to have that good of a time. But try it if that's the goal, right? I think the more prudent move for Sacramento is a move like this one.
Yeah, I don't hate Rui Hachimura. I like Rui.
Like forget what the Kings are giving up for a second.
Yeah.
Like, let's take that aspect out of it. Rui Hachimura is the exact type of player I think the Kings should be looking at.
I agree completely.
Dalton Connect, lengthy wing scorer.
Yeah.
Don't hate that one bit.
Not at all.
Gabe Vincent, point guard, can shoot a little bit, won a title.
Indifferent, I guess.
Won a title. Sure. Get him in the door. Yeah, I see how he helps.
Rui was 13 points per game, 50% from the field, 41 from 3.
Yeah, man. Hey, big body.
41, yeah.
I'll take that. Jared Vanderbilt. Defensive specialist, a little bit of a non-factor offensively, but man, you get that rangy defender alongside Keegan Murray. He's switchable. I think that a Keegan Murray, Jared Vanderbilt, Keon Ellis defensive trio could kind of be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I don't hate any of those acquisitions specifically.
TC's on the right idea. It's just we got to work the negotiations
specifics
a little bit more.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I just think that's so much that if you're not moving Domantas Sabonis and you're not moving Zach LaVine, if those are the two like centerpieces of your organization, which it kind of looks like they're going to be, if those are the centerpieces of your organization, whether you think you can win with those guys or not, mm-hmm. if you're one of those people that's like, Domas stinks, he'll never win anything, Zach LaVine stinks, he'll never win anything, I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, then the fact of the matter is you're still going to watch. The building around those two guys is going to require players like that. Like, that is what what Scott Perry and the Kings now need to do, is if those are going to be your two dudes, okay, you know how Keon Ellis fits alongside them, you know how Keegan Murray fits alongside them, you even know how Jake LaRavia fits alongside them. Go get more players like that.
Yeah.
That has to be the team building strategy this offseason for the Kings, to me.
No, I agree with you. And then we got Biggie on the line. I think we'll trade another trade proposal. Mitch in the chatty house. Can we trade for Jaren Jackson Jr.? I'm out. I'm not a Jaren Jackson Jr. guy.
I like him.
I think you can, but one, I don't think Memphis wants to get rid of him. And two,
this game is just not.
I, Kyle Madsen, am out on him.
Do you? Okay,
I don't want to watch him play basketball 82 times a year.
Do you want to trade for Jaren Jackson Jr.? Give him a contract. I'm out. Like,
he already got one.
Is he due for another one?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I'm out. I'm super out. But I just don't like his game.
Yeah, might not. Me neither.
He said, Big E's got a fake trade for us. You got the trade machine ready?
Let's see. Yeah, let me pull it back up. Big E, what you got?
All right, Big E, you're on the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. What's up, bro?
What are the teams first? Who are the Kings trading with?
Atlanta Hawks.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then, Kyle, let me hit you with something real quick. This was like a few weeks ago, but you said out of some trade targets, I think you laid out Trae Young, Ja Morant, Zion, and LaMelo, and out of all those guys, you picked Trae, right?
Yeah.
Even James.
I think
okay.
I did.
So that's who. Okay, that's right. Who Thanks, I'm Joe. Trying to have the Kings land.
Okay, great. Love that.
Okay, we would have to send to make the salaries work. It would be DeMar DeRozan, Malik Monk, and Devin Carter.
Ooh.
He's right. It's a success.
All right.
Shout out, Big E. Biggie, what do you got? Let's work, Big E. What do you got?
Oh, were you not listening?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, okay.
No, I know he's listening, but I got to run it through the machine.
Okay, got it. Yeah, because you had it in the machine already.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Big E. We're going to talk about that now.
No, I know you wanted Trae Young, but I wanted his thoughts on how Trae Young will work here and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was looking for. Like, Big E had a trade that worked, so I was like, yeah, explain yourself.
Oh, I see.
I was trying to have the guy cook.
I didn't know where we were going. Big E, call back.
It's all good, but.
We can get your thoughts on Trae Young. It's the Insiders with Jesse Tapio, comments, and Big E.
Matt George had a Trae Young trade idea, too, I think, yesterday.
Oh, what was it? It
wasn't too popular. I don't remember the trade itself, but Trae Young's not too popular, I don't think.
Matt George, if you're listening, text me your Trae Young trade idea. I would do that if I'm the Kings. DeMar Monk and Carter for Trae. And I'm sure there'd have to be picks involved.
Yeah.
I would super do that. I think Trae Young is a game-changing offensive player for the Kings.
Yeah.
It would heighten the need to go get defensive wings.
Okay, so then what are you doing with DeMar? Like, is that what you're doing with DeMar DeRozan? Like,
well, DeMar's in that trade.
Oh, DeMar? I thought he said Devin Carter, Malik, and DeMontis Sabonis.
No, he said DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, DeMar DeRozan.
Does DeMar DeRozan work in the trade machine? Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I don't even... Are you sure? You're sure?
I'm pretty sure he said DeMar.
Joe, what did he say? Joe?
I'll pull it up real quick here. Here we go.
The text... Oh, wait.
He said DeMar, Malik, Devin Carter, and first rounds for
I read
Trae
DeMar
Young.
As Domas. Excuse me. Yeah, now we're still good then. I do that easy. Yeah.
I don't think that... You would have to put... You're probably giving up that 2031...
Yeah.
Wolves unprotected first... I think you have the Spurs 2027 unprotected first. You're probably giving that up.
Yeah, I do that.
And then you're probably giving up a couple of your own picks. I'm definitely doing that.
Shout out, Biggie.
Yeah, man.
That's a good one.
I don't know that the Hawks are doing that.
Because they want to blow it up, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, if they're moving on from Trae Young, I don't know that they want... I mean, I guess it's technically like 1 year of DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
Malik Monk isn't... would be...
It's a tradable contract.
Malik Monk is a player that you can bring in and conceivably like try and win with. And then Devin Carter's another young guard.
Yeah.
If I'm the Kings, I'm doing that 100%.
I like Trae Young. Like High Times KG says for Trae Young, no. Sakarian Bagley says Kings can build defense around Fox. I don't know how Trae would work here. And then,
but that's where we talk about like the wing depth that they need. Like that's where
it wouldn't just be Trae. They'd have to be more, like, not make other deals after that. But yeah, I'm not against Trae Young here.
Yeah, there's not one trade they're going to make. There's not one player they're going to bring in to me with where their roster sits right now.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, that's the one move. This is a team that's probably 3, 4, 5 moves away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, like I said, I think Trae Young from a playmaking standpoint is just a game changing offensive player. Who fits alongside anybody. So I'm down.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Performs in the playoffs too.
Yeah. He'll take the last shot.
Yeah, I'll take Trae Young.
He'll distribute. He's a really good playmaker, man.
I'll take Trae Young in this team, but like the last guy GM didn't. You got to build around after that.
That's it.
You got to add to it.
1,000%. All right, we'll get to some NFL stuff to start the second hour. And I've got another NBA playoff thing I want to talk about. Players who will benefit most from an NBA title this season. But Jesse hates the NFL's new playoff idea, and we'll talk about it next. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.